With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A major therapeutic target for drugs in the body is a type of molecule called a sodium channel. These tiny pores control the flow of charged particles in and out of the cell, which, for example, is how electrical signals are generated and passed along our nerves. When these channels malfunction, they can cause serious problems, ranging from heart defects to epilepsy. A team from Johns Hopkins and Aix Marseille Universities has devised a novel way to look for new drugs that correct sodium channel function. Dr. Frank Bosmans explains.
We were looking at sodium channels. Given their importance, they are the object of a lot of studies to design drugs that modulate their function. And a typical example would be lidocaine. If you go to the dentist, they inject lidocaine to prevent you from feeling any pain.
But sodium channels are large and complex structures, so isolating and studying them in the lab is very difficult. The team found a way around this by drawing on their previous work on how scorpion venom works.
Our idea was, can we take out just a little piece of that big molecule and study that in isolation? To study a small piece, we needed a molecule that also interacts with that small region. And for that, we chose these scorpion toxins because they have evolved for millions of years to very specifically target a certain region within this sodium channel.
Scorpion toxins target a specific, very important section of the sodium channel molecule. And by focusing on just that section, the team could search for other molecules that target the same area. They were able to reproduce many copies of the fragment and attach them to a sensor chip, which could then be used to screen potential drug molecules to see if any are capable of interacting with that part of the sodium channel, altering its activity, and so might be useful in treating associated diseases.
Sodium channels are involved in a range of diseases. One is epilepsy. If you have a certain mutation in the sodium channel, it modifies the function, and that can lead to mild or severe epilepsies. If you then have a drug that corrects that behavior back to its normal setting, then you can have a drug for epilepsy. And with sodium channels, the human body produces 9 variants, and they're not equally distributed among the body. So, for example, the sodium channels that are mostly involved in epilepsy are primarily expressed in the brain. So if you have a drug that targets this particular variant, then it is less likely to have any other side effects.
Selectivity is crucial in drug design, especially when dealing with something as vital as sodium channels. It's no use curing the symptoms of epilepsy if you're causing other symptoms by disrupting biochemical processes elsewhere in the body.
I mean, nowadays, if a new drug's on the market, then you read the little booklet that comes with it, there's a whole list of side effects, right? So that's always a danger. The more specific you can design a drug, the less side effects you'll get. It's always going to be challenging, but at least the better your initial steps are, the higher chances are that you actually find something that has little or no side effects.
By studying a toxin that's undergone millions of years of evolution, we can use this as a springboard to come up with better medicines for some truly horrible diseases.